at the Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit. I'm speaking with Debbie Lyons-Blythe, one of our speakers here. And Debbie, it's great to meet you, first of all. Tell me first where you're from, what you do, and then we'll get into what you're going to talk about.
Well, I'm from White City, Kansas, and I run a cattle ranch there, and I have all of my kids lined up doing chores while I'm out of town.
Well, we just had, your state senator speak here. Did he say anything that kind of caught your attention?
Oh, well, we're really blessed to have Pat Roberts. He's an asset for agriculture as well as Kansas, but I think, you know, for the entire nation, he does a great job.
Well, I know you're on the program here, going to be talking about social media, I believe.
Yes, we're going to be discussing social media, specifically Facebook and blogging and Twitter, a little YouTube as well, just encouraging people not to be afraid of social media and being able to figure out how to use it in an appropriate way to advocate for agriculture.
Well, I certainly am all behind that, believe me. What are some of the reasons or ways that you would suggest this group, these people, utilize these mechanisms?
Well, I think one of the first things that drew me to social media was that I live in a very small town. Not everyone in my small town is involved in agriculture, but for the most part, they're surrounded by it. Whether they understand it or not, you know, that may be a different story. But most of the people that I need to visit with to encourage them to be comfortable buying my products don't live in my small town. So in order to connect with them, social media is a wonderful tool. So I started blogging, specifically connecting with moms in metropolitan areas. And that's been a great tool to just kind of make some different connections. But it's really branched out that I've been making connections with people that I never even expected before, but in a real positive way, and being able to, I think, impact their opinion about who raises their food.
I see that we have a lot of iPads here. I've been seeing several. We have a number of farmer participants here. I mean, like yourself, basically. Seeing some of the tweets that are going on. So how would you comment on your perspective of you know, do we see a lot of farmers using these tools? Are they understanding it? Or do you still see a lot of kind of, I don't know if I want to do that yet, and maybe a little bit of fear?
Well, I think there is some fear out in the country. This is a pretty techie group, so I'm thinking that there's a little more technology than what usually is out in the country. But I do think that more and more farmers and ranchers realize how important it is to reach out. Most of them do have a cell phone that they can use. They have a desktop computer that if they want to blog or use Facebook, they are able to do that. Interestingly enough, a huge percentage of people are on Facebook and have a Facebook page, so they're able to connect with people. And maybe they just don't realize what a wonderful tool that is for advocacy. So that's kind of what I do, is encourage people to think of social media in a different way that they can advocate, not just talk about their kids or grandkids.
Well, and I think it's a time commitment and fear of that. Maybe you could make a comment to that, because you're a busy mom. You know, I think that, you know, I tell people, look, you don't have to be on this all day long. I mean, take a few minutes here and there. But if you're going to have it, use it, I guess, at least some.
No, I'm totally with you. It does take, it can take an awful lot of time to spend some time putting together a blog post. You know, if you sit down at Facebook, you could be there for hours just reading what's going on and commenting and playing games. But honestly, if you are focused and know what you want to say and who you want to connect with, specifically on Facebook or Twitter, you can do that within just 10 minutes. So you can make those connections. And I tweet all day long. So I have my cell phone with me. That's usually where I am connecting with people on Twitter, is my cell phone.
How do we find you on Twitter?
My Twitter handle is DebbieLB, and I have a Facebook fan page that is Life on a Kansas Cattle Ranch, as well as my blog, Life on a Kansas Cattle Ranch.
Wonderful. Well, it's so great to meet you and talk to you here. Looking forward to your presentation at the Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.